Hey everybody, I'm here to spread the word about the benefit being held for three-time cancer fighter Sid Destructo Slimmer. Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to midnight at the Archive in Soulard. The extravaganza is hosted by the one and only Clownvis Presley, as some of St. Louis' best acts perform their many talents. Michelle Minx of the Michelle Minx Academy of Pole Dance, comedian Andrew Frank, fire breather Carson Kelly, and drag performers Mary Shino and Lexi San Diego, with sideshow performer Travis Detritus, as well as music by the Trip Daddies, the Well Hungarians, and an open mic at the end of the night. Also, the triumphant return of Sid and Lexi's band Candy Coated Evil. Door prizes, raffles, incredible silent and live auction items, and special guests along the way. $10 suggests the door to help Sid pay for her ever-growing minimally insured bills and all the support until she can ring that bell at Siteman. This will be an event you will not want to miss. Sunday, April 23rd, 4 to midnight, or until they kick us out at Archive Soulard. Check Facebook for further details.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Tell you about my friends at Gaslight. Check them out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. If you haven't been by it yet, it's a really unique experience. A beautiful recording studio attached to a bar. Sharon is a wall with cha-cha-cha. So come grab some tacos, some cold drinks, and listen to one of your favorite bands in the studio recording. It's really cool, and you should come check it out. A lot of fun events coming up, including Wednesday night, Gaslight session on April 19th with Leisure McCorkle, and April 20th, Thursday night, Pano AM and Backwash will be there. On Friday the 21st, the Five and Dimers will be there, and then on Sunday the 23rd, Gaslight session with Grass-Fed Mule and the Mighty Pines. So a lot of really great talent coming through there. Full listing of events and everything at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and reach out and see how you can get your band inside the studio recording and get yourself on the on there. So yeah, check it all out, GaslightSTL.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Are we going? We're going now? Okay. Sure. Now? How about now? I'm Sean.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Joe Baker.
And you're listening to
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out again at Sean's house,
Fort Dude.
Yeah, Fort Dude, with the guys of Moon Bandits. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks, Shane.
Glad to be here.
Hey.
We are missing one member of the band.
That's right.
He's a little under the weather.
Yeah.
Joe Baker, sick at home.
The funny one.
That's right.
Funny looking.
For you, Joseph.
Exactly.
I know it's been a little while since we hung out on this show, but I did look up your guys' first appearance, and it's been like nearly 200 episodes, so I thought that was pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
You were
for
a
you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, something like, I think it was just last week, guys. it was like episode 189. It was your guys' introduction episode on this show. And I'm up 380, went up today as I'm recording this. So,
amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
You're hustling.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get out there and do my part to shine a little light on St. Louis music. And
has not gone unnoticed.
Yeah,
right.
Appreciate that, guys. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've been meeting some really cool people all over the city, and it's pretty wild. But but you guys, we're not just here to hang out and talk about me. We're here because we got a brand new EP officially coming out. You guys did leak three tracks. Two of these tracks are on Spotify.
Yeah, two of them are out on Spotify. Lion and Orange and Something Better.
Yeah,
we released those previously, and then there's three new songs.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we'll have physical copies, along with probably, I'm sure I'll be online here soon. But you guys can come pick up a copy of this on Saturday, April 22nd, at Record Store Day, Vintage Vinyl.
Yeah.
And I read that this is the 10th year, or what I guess they've been doing, Record Store Day. So pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
it's a worldwide event. So cool. Tons of the St. Louis record stores are participating. Your sponsor,
yeah,
go check them out.
Yeah, yeah. It was Music Record Shop.
Yep.
Vintage Vinyl, Euclid. They're all have live music all day and stuff. A lot of your St. Louis favorites will be represented, and you guys will be playing live at Vintage Vinyl that afternoon.
That's right, 1 p.m. And yeah, we have a prime slot. Ooh. We are following Pokey Lafarge.
And what?
You didn't know this?
No,
and we are playing before Bruiser Queen. So, two amazing acts, and we're right in the middle. So, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Would you guys ever have guessed that Pokey would be opening for you guys?
No, but I did one of my other bands, because I'm in, 12. Jason's in 40. We actually, when I was in college, Hawthorne Heights came to play at my college, and this was way after their prime, and we're like, all right, we're gonna open for Hawthorne Heights, and then Hawthorne Heights, he goes, well, we got to drive really far, so is it okay if we play first? So Hawthorne Heights opened. They did an acoustic set.
And
I don't know if you know the song "Ohio Is for Lovers."
I do,
but the acoustic version is even worse. And they opened with that.
Opened.
Yeah, they that was the first song that they played, and
it's like they played the show in reverse.
Yeah, I know. And me being the a-hole that I was, they were trying to do this super cool stripped down acoustic version of it, and there's maybe 15 people in this place, and I started doing the screaming part in the background really loud. it was funny. But yeah, Hawthorne Heights open for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
My I don't think I've ever witnessed it personally, but my buddy tells me a story, and I've shared it on here before, but it's still funny to me. But Deep Blue Something.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, well, yeah. They played some big show at, it might have been at Mississippi Nights even back then. And they,
it's a 90s guy right here.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a big 90s
fan. Oh, for sure, man. I rock my 90s on 9 all the time, man. And they came in, and then I guess they were knew they were sick of that song. They knew everybody wanted to hear that song kind of thing, and they came in and they opened with it. And then, everybody just, left after that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's terrible. They were like, yeah, if you showed up to hear this song, here it is. And, so.
Have a good night.
Yeah, right.
It's funny, the idea that Pokey, that we're even, our names are on the same bill is cool, because I love his music.
For sure.
And I'm like, man, I don't play like him, so I'll never play a show with him ever. Right. And now it's sort of that. It's not really that, but it kind of is.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Very, very eclectic, list of talent at Vintage Vinyl this year. We got, like I said, Pokey Lafarge, Bruiser Queen, right after you guys, my buddies I just had on the show, Manus Brothers,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Bagheera, and Loop Rat. So you get a little rock, you get a little blues and some rap, and
yeah.
I think the Kirkwood School of Rock is opening
today.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That'll be pretty cool to watch.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they
love kids.
They did. I don't know if it was Kirk. Whatever. The School of Rock was represented at Big Muddy Blues Festival last fall.
Oh yeah.
And they just like took people. You know, everybody was stopped and was like watching this show because these. You know, they're like. Or whatever. There's a couple age groups, different age groups, I guess, represented. But they came in and like, but they would just come in and grab a guitar and they'd set up real quick and they'd go in and they would just, you know, like whatever, Zeppelin or whatever, you know, like they would just super and cool. like, and it was just crazy. But yeah, these are some really incredibly talented young kids, and it's really impressive to see. Yeah.
It's not fair. Because every band I was in sucked until about 5 years ago. I finally started playing in bands that were, like, decent. And it's like these kids, like, their first go at music is, like, awesome. And they play, like, you know, it's great. But, like, my first band, like, we played at, like, the VFW hall and got booed off the stage. At a show that was mostly our parents.
No kidding.
John, you suck, Mom!
That's pretty much what happened.
My first band, I did not have a microphone. I was on stage for my first gig at Bastille's out in West County. And this... For lack of a better phrase, she was a Rudy, a skinhead girl. She I'm sure was a lovely person, but she was not enjoying the music that night. We busted into Van Halen's Pound Cake, and she grabbed my microphone out of my hand and ran away with it. Oh, I was 13 years old. What's a kid to do?
Yeah.
Stood stunned on stage. Right. The owner of the place, Jim, who I still speak with today, he was like, yeah, I knew her. I just took the microphone back. He gave it back to me. Right. And we finished the show. But it was like, it took me 2 months to come back from that.
All right. Oh, yeah.
So hard. Funny. It was a lesson.
Yeah.
No one's ever taken my fucking mic.
my first band's first show ever in high school, early high school, was like in a friend's garage, and the wiring was bad, and I would step up to the mic and it shocked me every time. You probably had that before. It's the worst. But
that happens downstairs all the time during hand
practice. I've never had it happen to me. Ten people were there. It's fun, you know. I should have similar to that since then too.
What were those first band names? They always
Bone of Contention.
Guys,
give a dog a bone.
So Joe Baker and I were in a band called Wild and Ready.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they're still.
So the initials are they spell out war. So we put that over a peace sign. That was our logo.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very deep.
It's pretty awesome,
dude. I got one better for you. My middle school band was called Endpoint. And we like took like we like in MS Paint. We like got a photo of like the White House or some like or like the Washington Monument, and with the spray paint tool and in MS Paint we wrote Endpoints.
Nice. Wow, that is like so bad brains of you guys.
Yes, I know. Wow. We didn't. I think we got like we never really did anything with that band. But the first band that actually went out and gigged was. Called Child's Play, like Chucky. And our first gig, I was so excited to play it, and we were like a high school metal band. We did like System of a Down covers, mm-hmm. which are as great as you think a System of a Down cover would be.
Yeah,
and we played at I can't remember the name of it. I think it was called like The Shack, and it was like this youth group. In Collinsville, Illinois. And The Shack was there, and this was like February, and basically they had a pavilion behind the church that they just put plywood on the side of in the winter. Cold. And they had like a big space heater on the back.
One of those torpedo heaters.
Yeah, right. And we get in and we set up, and everybody was sitting in folding chairs. And I'm like playing the drums, and like my friend James is like singing like Sugar by System of a Down, like Sugar. And there's all these like these church kids that are just like sitting there, just like what is going on? And all their parents are up there, and like I had on like
put in Ned Flanders.
I had on like a yeah, it was basically like Ned Flanders, Ned Flanders in Maude, and I had on like an Iron Maiden T-shirt that had like Eddie like with a hatchet cutting somebody's head off, and yeah, good times.
My first band ever was called Zero Tolerance. Like, you know, I don't know how that name, I wasn't in it when they came up with the name, but it was very like during the Zero Tolerance drug and, you know, that kind of thing. But most of the guys in the band were super into pot, so I don't know what the deal was. But we made T-shirts and sold them out in the first night we ever had them, and but it was because we were pretty much the only entertainment in Carrollton, Illinois.
Carrollton.
So that's how that goes.
Yeah,
but it was good. It's fun.
I did a podcast in Carrollton, Illinois.
I think the band The Wing Nuts,
yeah,
ska band from back in the day, were from Carrollton.
Surprised anyone knew what ska was in Carrollton. You were with Inner Outlines there, right?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Those guys, I don't know them, but they're probably super influenced by Zero.
They're right. I'm sure. Next time they come on, I'm asking them.
Yeah, they'll be like, who?
Circle back.
They would not. I'm way older than most of them. So
I know it's probably a silly question, but how big of an influence was Zero Tolerance on you guys' sound?
Well, since they were nothing but a cover band, just the same influence as original artists.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
How many cover bands do you see in a week, Shane?
Oh
my god.
Well, not too many, like, strictly cover bands. I mean, obviously, a lot of these bands I see doing bar sets, they do covers, but they also do a ton of originals and stuff. But yeah. So I don't know, not a whole lot. I see some, but I support a lot of original music, and
right.
I mean, I don't know. It's all good times.
Sounds like most of those guys that play covers make them their own.
Sure.
I know, like Funky Butt, I've heard him play Prince, and it's
yeah.
Not exactly like Prince when they play.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, they do. Those guys even do like Allman Brothers and stuff. You know, obviously no horns or anything, but they pull it off with horns, and nice. It's like it's incredible what they do. But yeah, so obviously I do see a lot of covers at those shows like that. But yeah, yeah, there's always a lot of fun down there at Oyster Bar.
Yeah,
a lot of good times. But yeah, so like I said, we got this brand new EP titled Weaken and Break Off,
yeah,
which is the title track. Yeah. We have, you guys want to talk about that track at all?
Sure. Joe Baker wrote that track. He had a rough idea and brought it to us. And he had been watching some documentary, I guess, about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
So that song's about climate change.
Yeah.
Listen to it closely. You'll hear it.
Right.
He would be able to talk about it, you know, more than we can, but
sure.
It's different. It's kind of a different sound than the other songs that we've done. More of a straight-up rock, almost Weezer sound to it, I think.
Yeah, I was jamming it on the way over, and it was a lot of fun. Just, you know, very, very catchy stuff, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, where'd you guys, where did we end up recording that one?
Brewhouse Studios down in Lemp.
Yeah.
Jimmy Gunn did a really nice job.
Yeah,
kind of we just ripped through the songs.
Yeah, Sean Kenny
experience.
Sean hits one take wonder over here. Sean,
yep, with a click track.
With a click, one with take click on track. All the drums. And the drums are the best part.
Yep.
I was just kidding.
We actually replaced them all with a track, but you know.
Yeah, right. They're all electronic.
Sean didn't know, but it worked out.
God knows.
it's
actually in the Bible that you're not supposed to replace drum tracks with electronic drum tracks. So I hope you have fun hanging out in the same circle as hell as Kobe Bryant. Wait, did I say Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, you did.
Whatever.
Who are you trying to say?
Kobe Calais?
Dr. Kevorkian, that's who I meant.
Kevorkian. Kobe Bryant? Kevorkian? All right.
He's got an album? I didn't even know. That's amazing. Yeah.
Well,
why do you guys let me talk?
Hey, man. This is amazing.
Because it's your house.
Dr. Kevorkian did have a sweet jump shot, though, so.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. But, yeah, this, yeah, so Jimmy Gunn recorded this over there at Brew House. I don't know if I've actually done anything at Brew House, but I've done a bunch of recordings with other people that are practicing at Limp and everything. Yeah. It's a crazy spot over there, man.
It is, man.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
That elevator, though,
it's unincorporated.
Yeah.
One thing I've always wanted to do, but I've never done because I don't have the guts, is like urban exploring, where you just climb around like abandoned buildings, like
right.
Before they tore Crestwood Mall down. I wanted to break in there and like run around so bad, but I I'm one of those people who never gets away with anything. Yeah. Like the second I do something, I get caught, and I feel like I can like it's like scratching that itch of just like walking around there,
right?
Because it's just so cool.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I think it was Crestwood. One of the malls, but like they allowed this like photographer to go in and like shoot all these pictures before they, and like I was like, this is like craziest, man. Like it looked like, yeah, it looked like something out of like Dawn of the Dead or something or whatever. It was like, it was really weird.
I'm trying to remember
The day after Thanksgiving, I went to Lindbergh High School, and every year the day after Thanksgiving, Santa Claus would come to Crestwood Mall in a helicopter and would land in the parking lot, and the Lindbergh marching band would play like "Here Comes Santa Claus" and all this stuff while the helicopter landed, and then we'd form like a column and we'd like march through the mall, and like while Santa Claus was like behind us.
That's so cool.
And Santa Claus is coming to town.
You know, that was one guy's like just his harebrained scheme turned into
a
tradition.
Yeah, dude, we did it every year. It was so freaking cool.
We gotta get to the parking lot. It's 10 a.m.
Of course, we had to be there at like 7 a.m. and Santa didn't get there until.
Is that the mall that had the sweet arcade in it? One of those malls.
Exilorama?
Yeah.
Dude, in my elementary school, if you had your birthday party at Exilorama, you were the shit.
Yeah, it was on.
Has that been replaced by Incredible Pizza now? Is that?
I don't know. That's
the old Target.
Yeah. The old Target.
That's good. Yeah. And we got another track we wanted to throw in also. And you guys brought in some featured players on this one.
Yeah.
Track titled Battery.
Yep.
Oops. Which you brought in along. Two of the guys of Boomtown United, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Scott Ashby on tenor sax. Shelby Carter on trumpet. And then we brought in John Cavelli on trombone.
Of the Grooveliner.
Yeah.
Yes. Another great band.
True.
Yeah, for sure. So, you guys, anything you guys care to share about track Battery?
Battery is a really cool song. Lyrics by Joe Baker. I don't know if I want to tell you why it's called that. He was going to his basement to get a battery for a smoke detector. And he went down there, and he came back up without it. And he's like, started singing it to remind himself, battery, gotta get a battery.
Yeah.
And that's how that song came about.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And then there's way more in the verses.
Yeah. Mine just went out yesterday, so I have to go get a battery in my
truck.
Well, yeah. I just think every time you hear this song, it reminds you for fire safety.
Yeah, we have a protest song and a fire safety song.
That's right.
So responsible.
Full service man.
Yes.
horse without my battery.
Community we and everything, but we do have a lot of these opportunities, you know, to pick certain players to come feature on different stuff, you know. I was actually just talking to the Prevels about their record, and they got Funky Butt Brass guys to come play some horn parts on a song and stuff. So it's like, cool. It's just really fun to see when you get a record and there's, you know, you see some of the featured players and stuff like that, or you get somebody come in and do a special guitar solo or whatever it might be, and different stuff like that. It's always just really cool as a fan to see that stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. That's my favorite part, just about jumping in and becoming more involved in the music scene, is meeting people. And I don't know, maybe we'll have Matthias rap on a song someday. Anything like that.
Sure.
Super cool.
Well, speaking of that, you guys, we kind of talked about it a couple weeks ago with... when I got to hang out with Boomtown United.
Yeah.
But you guys all just recently did a road trip tour to... You hit St. Louis, Kansas City, and Columbia on a weekend with Boomtown and Matthias and the Pirates. And I kind of got their take on it, but I thought it'd be fun to hear your guys' side of the stories and stuff. It seemed like it was a pretty wild weekend.
Super fun.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Yep.
Everybody
made it home, too.
Right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Joe made it home. Joe crawled
home. Yeah, Joe made it home.
We're on rollerblades.
Did anybody talk about the rollerblade guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should really be doing more to protect rollerbladers' rights.
Yes.
Yeah, they were telling me that guy was having a pretty good day.
Major interstates.
Yeah. What a liar. He was a liar because later, after he was like super drunk and stoned, he told Joe that he was lying about that. That he actually hitchhiked. The quick story is this guy told us that that he rollerbladed from St. Louis to Columbia, Missouri. But what really happened is he hitchhiked that amount, and he happened to have rollerblades with him.
As you do.
As you do.
As one does. Yeah.
Best part about that story is he started making a foily in a freaking bar.
Yeah.
In the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, you're gonna smoke weed out of a Pepsi can right now.
Yeah.
Perfect.
At the bar.
At the bar.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. That's about the time you get ejected from Roy Bar.
Yep. No, I run into that all the time. Not a foily or whatever the term is.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard that term. I like it, though.
I get obviously having to work at a bar. People will... Obviously, you can smell it, and they'll be like, just take it outside. Nobody Yankees can't do it here.
Yeah.
And they, but people always like, it's just funny to me. I'll be like, come over to them, and they're like, you know, try to put it down like I'm their parent or something. Or whatever. And I'm like,
right.
And I'm like, I'm just telling you to get out of here. Like,
yes.
Did this t-shirt give me away?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is this staff?
But,
Sorry.
Yeah.
But back to the tour was super fun. Those guys are awesome. Feel closer to them. We played more shows with them.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Yes, yeah. I will say Shakespeare's Pizza does live up to the hype.
Not much. Awesome. We were really hungry though.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we were hungry.
Nice.
I'm a big fan. It's usually my go to every time I'm up there.
Oh yeah.
I think I told the story with them, but I ran into Scrub at Shakespeare's Pizza, which I thought was crazy that we both drive, you know, to Columbia and happen to be at Shakespeare's at the same time.
Nice.
Before we were both going to the Atmosphere concert at Blue Note, and it was just kind of a crazy thing. Walk in and Scrub's there, checking out, paying for his pizza.
Other than the Blue Note, where else have you seen shows in Columbia?
I've been to Rose a bunch too, yeah. Or formerly Mojo's at the time. I used to go there a lot when it was still Mojo's. I've been to, there's another smaller room. I don't know. I can't think of the name now. I want to say the Bridge, but I think that's Jeff City.
The Brick?
The Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's Jeff City, right? I don't think that's the Columbia one. I forget, but I don't know. I don't know if that's even the same. And I've also been to that. Blanking on the names now. Mm-hmm. But there's another one. It's kind of got this like big like spaceship painting thing on the wall. It's not. Anyway, I don't know.
Shit, we should have played there.
Not important.
This is the spaceship. Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
I got some. Some friends up there that do booking and things, so if you guys are looking to get back to Columbia, I might be able
to go on a not Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw the dick of death down on that evening.
The dick of death?
But the last date of this 3-day tour at Rose Music Hall was far under attended.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
That's one way to put it, but I will say this. They are probably the best venue we played at.
It was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
Sound was great. And
everybody was
the
really
staff
nice.
Was so nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
The patron on the rollerblades was a pain in the rear.
Yeah.
Because he threw up all over the bathroom hall and the door.
Joe brought him to that... Basically told him we'd be there, and then when he would show up, George Joe would not leave the green room.
He's like,
no, George,
I'm here.
No, no.
I'm here.
You made this bed, you lost. No,
so good.
But you? Yeah, we love to get back to Columbia. Yeah. The next road trip, I think, knock on wood, very well maybe to Chicago.
Yeah.
Sweet. Nice.
We just did a show at Foo Bar for Rude Fest, and the band that played before us,
Voice of Addiction.
Yeah, so good.
We're gonna hook up with Ian and play some shows.
Yeah.
Chicago, with all the suburbs, you could play an entire week.
Yeah, and totally. Yeah,
stay in the area, but.
Yeah.
That's where I'd like to go next.
That Rude Fest lineup was crazy, man.
It was great.
Yeah. It was awesome. I felt like we played really well, but I felt a little out of place. Yeah.
Again.
Personally. Not for the band.
Hodge, man.
Yeah.
Sean
was perfect there.
Yeah, right. Felt right at home.
Yeah.
I'm sure. But again, St. Louis as a representative, a lot of the local acts had quite a bit of diversity to them, yeah. But the headliners were tried and true punk, effing rock.
Right.
UK Subs and Ultraman, which is a local group, but they rarely play out anymore. So people think they're like this regional touring act. But it was great to see them.
Yeah.
And Otto's Revenge was cool.
Otto's Revenge, yeah.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Check them out in the .Zack building at 3224 Locust Street in Midtown in St. Louis, Missouri. You can come over there this Saturday, April 22nd, and check out Record Store Day. We'll have pretzels and beer from Urban Chestnut going on. We'll have all of it kicks off at 7 a.m. They'll have live entertainment from DJ Crucial, Carol Louise Band, 18 and Counting, Middle Class Fashion, and more. We'll have a special guest appearance from Crystal Garden featuring Boyd Tinsley. If you're a Dave Matthews Band fan, you will definitely know Boyd Tinsley. So come over and meet them. And again, it's exclusive records, all kinds of vinyl, tapes and CDs, all kinds of fun stuff going on all this Saturday, April 22nd, 7 a.m. at Music Record Shop. Full listing of details and information at musicrecordshop.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We were talking Boomtown, and I put your picture up online and see if anybody had any questions for you guys, and they had a couple questions for you guys. So,
knuckleheads.
Yeah. Well, that's what was funny was they all got a kick out of the fact that Jeff and Joe wrote a bunch of questions for them for their episode, so they wrote back for you guys. So
that's fair.
Mike Powers writes in.
Power.
Who's your favorite member of Boomtown United?
Mike Powers.
Of course.
Well, Kevin.
Hey, man, I can't pick one, but yeah. I will say their bass player, Al, is pretty cool.
He's the best.
He had to take over running sound at one of our videos.
Didn't he?
He did it for our video. Yeah.
Let's name all the members of Boomtown United. There's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
There's Kevin. Shelby. Scott.
Deshaun.
Mike.
Deshaun.
Al.
Oh. Scott. David. Did you say Scott?
David? Yeah. Did you say David?
No. Eight. It's eight.
There we go. I was trying to think of who which ones you did say. I was trying to make sure we got them all covered.
They're all very handsome gentlemen.
Yeah. Mike also writes in, if you could be anybody in Boomtown United, who would be and why?
Mike Powell!
Because he blows.
What?
On that Barry? Does he play Barry in that?
Yeah, hell yeah. He's versatile.
Yeah.
I want to be Al. Guy's awesome at bass.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Kevin.
You love Kevin.
Kevin's pretty cool.
He's the only person I know who can pull off a pork pie hat.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin, very jealous of that fact.
When Kevin enters a room, he commands the attention. I don't think he realizes it, though. But he, like... I'm like, Kevin's here, I can feel it.
You say that he's the Mafia Don of the St. Louis Scouts.
Yeah. And then you find out about
Steve Ewing is kind of the figurehead. But Kevin Griffin is the one who's really calling the shots. I've also been watching a lot of The Sopranos.
Then you find out about his boner garage. And then you're like, okay, he's just like any other person.
Hey. He told us that in confidence.
I think he talked about it on Rock Paper Podcast, so
maybe. Kevin Griffin writes in, is it true that Dwight Carter writes most of your music?
Damn. Yes. Yes, it's true.
This is like Zeppelin's first album.
He played all the instruments on the album.
He did. Yeah.
He did everything. Can't Stones. Do it without him.
Have you been found out?
Joe Baker's actually a fake person. That's why he's not here.
It's actually just...
It's no, Dwight. It's
Sean stopped himself.
No, that one was too far.
Even for John, would it be?
On the record.
He's pumping the brakes.
Thank you, Dwight.
If Sean says that,
everything,
then it might be really bad.
Scott Ashby, we mentioned, he writes in, what's your favorite Boomtown United song and why?
So mine is Democracy, yep. Which is their last song that they played, at least for that set, and, it's a cool song. It's a really cool song. It's kind of like a protest chant. This is what democracy looks like, which is...
Democracy looks like...
Oh, yeah. And when I was, I don't know, a few months ago, I was a part of some protests for the immigration ban, and that was one of the main ones. This is what democracy looks like. You know, just people out there, and I'm like, man, that's so cool to put that in a song. So,
yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I haven't got to see him yet. I'm excited about getting to see him soon. So
yeah.
Crack Fox.
They're
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing Crack Fox coming up, so...
Also played FUBAR.
The 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this probably, I don't know if this will be out by then, but yeah, soon.
I'll be FUBAR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, let's see. I think that was about it for the question portion.
Question and answer portion.
But, check out Boomtown United. Check out Matthias and the Pirates.
Yeah.
Two fantastic.
Matthias and the Pirates just did a lo-fi video shoot, lo-fi Cherokee, and it was awesome. Sean and I went down there.
It was pretty really cool.
Yeah, I didn't get to make it down there. I was hoping I would, but I ended up, I was doing two podcasts, and I thought I might have a window in between to hit Cherokee and see Matthias and the Pirates and hopefully Hands and Feet.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't quite work out. I slept in too late because I worked like 17 hours on Friday, and so I needed to sleep for a minute.
Yep.
But I did run into Matthias at his job, and I spoke to him for a minute, and he was telling me that he had like an 11-piece band at the video, and I was like, man,
super cool.
I'm really bummed.
Two keyboards, two drummers.
Well, yeah, Shelby Carter. Boomtown was his trumpet player for that.
Yeah.
Nice.
And who else was in there?
I think the guy playing keys is the same guy who plays keys in Celebration Day.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
It was Jesse Gannon and the second keyboardist. Well, the superhero killer guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Donald Williams was on bass.
Yeah.
Because they did one too, Superhero Killers, did a video.
Jay on guitar.
Yeah. So good.
Right.
Great backup singers.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so I think those videos will be coming your way very soon. I think they're doing like a release party on May 20th, I think, at Arcade.
I was thinking about going to that. It looks cool.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. And then I think they're shortly after that, it'll be hitting YouTube and Facebook and all your stuff like that. So
very good.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a really cool thing that Bill and all the crew puts together down there. Lo-fi. It's really neat. 18 music videos in one day.
I don't know how they do it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they look so good.
Yeah, they do.
It's not just they just throw them together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. You guys thinking of doing any videos?
That's a question for Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll do some. Yeah.
Videographer.
It's nice. It's funny because I do. That's what part of my job every day is. I do video production, so it's probably something we'll try to do in house. Do a music video shortly for one of these tunes.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously, you know, you're talking maybe going to Chicago or do something like that. But I think a video is a great way to obviously to shop around, and be like, hey, look here, especially for other markets. Like, this is what we do. It was what we sound like. Right. What we look like. You know, it's a good way to get you some road gigs.
Yeah.
So.
Good stuff.
Yeah, well, that'd be cool. Well, again, come see these guys at Vintage Vinyl on the 22nd, Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. And also, there's free Schlafly beer.
That's right.
For 21 and up.
That's the best part.
Yeah, so come have a couple of free beers, watch some great local music. We'll have local DJs all as well inside, and I know John Henry's spinning some records over there, which I got to do. I was invited to do that a couple years ago, and it was really cool. I mean, like, obviously, it would have been really sweet to spin some records there, but I also, since I was invited on behalf of the podcast, I wanted to incorporate that and play some local music, some of my friends, and. Not a lot of my friends are on vinyl yet, so I made just a mix CD and hit play. And
will you come up during our set on Saturday, on April 22nd?
Come on.
Yeah,
I'll say hi.
Sure.
Sweet.
I'm gonna like ask you to MC.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Introduce the band.
Okay, I can do that.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't.
Deal.
I was just making sure you didn't mean MC as in rap, because I had to do that the other day and I'm not very good at it. But I did.
Au contraire,
I thought you walked in with a championship belt.
I did, but the other guys couldn't rap either. So. But yeah, I left with the gold. So.
Best of the worst. So.
Yeah. It was fun, but yeah, it was just. I'm definitely going to stick to just talking music instead
of... Just talking.
Yeah. I'm not even really that great at that, but...
If anybody wants to get to Record Store Day early, I will be there at 8 o'clock in the morning so I don't have to drag my drums 3 miles. I will be at some place having breakfast. Come say hi. I won't buy you anything, but... I will gladly talk to you about Rick and Morty, you know, ska music, and thrash metal.
I did, I was cruising through the loop, and I guess there was some young guys playing Cicero's or something, and I don't know, but it just made me laugh, because like, usually a lot of people pull up to that back door and just kind of unload their stuff, but these guys... I was at that stoplight right in front of there, and these guys are like carrying an amp and a guitar across the street and all this stuff. You know, it's just funny, like guys like, you know, struggling to keep it held up and stuff, getting across the street, and I'm like, hey, you probably ought to like either get a cart or park on that lot.
Okay,
you know,
like,
there's a lot on the other side. Right?
It's your first show ever. Yeah,
no kidding.
So,
the loop is so cool. It's the weirdest place for. My wife and I were down there the other day, and there was like some kind of group of monks, or not really even monks, Buddhist something, singing, and these very, very young people singing. And she's like, "Man, these are the people that their parents have no clue where they are. Like, they just left. Now they're like singing out here randomly."
Dude, they used to go, like, people like that used to travel with Warped Tour.
Really?
Yeah. I remember the first time I went to Warped Tour, like, this Buddhist monk dude came up to me, and I'm like, and he's, like, trying to, like, talk to me about, like, the tenets of Buddhism,
He's like, here, have this book. And he's like giving me all this literature. And then he started asking me for money. And I was like, oh, I see what this is, dude. Here's your shit, man. Namaste.
How did they do that, man?
I said, good day, sir.
Yeah.
I said, good day.
Listen, I'm trying to watch Anti-Flag. Please go away.
I get what you're saying about bettering my life, but you see there's this band on the other side of the amphitheater that has this really awesome song about farting. So I'm going to be over there.
Join me.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this thing up again. Record Store Day, the 22nd. Come out and grab a copy of this brand new Weekend and Break Off EP. Five songs. And yeah, come on, grab a copy. Follow these guys online on the Facebook and Instagram. And
Moon Bandits STL.
And we got, like I said, a couple tunes up on Spotify right now. It'll hold you over if until the rest of it's up there. But get a little taste on of the record there. And actually, I put you guys are on the my Rock Paper Podcast favorites. I made a playlist a while back, and I tried to include two or three songs from all my guests, and it's I don't know, I like, it might be a little cheesy or whatever, but like I listen to that at work, and this is seriously like the best playlist. And I'm like, I love it so much. Like it's so crazy, eclectic, you know, right. and that's like, but there's a lot of times, like, you know, I'm like jamming and I'm like, man, who's this? This is like really, you know, and then I have to like go double check. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. It was, you know, about that time they were on the show and stuff, because 300 episodes ago or whatever.
Right. Shoot, the first time we were on, we didn't even have anything recorded.
So. Yeah.
Right. Now we've got some songs.
Right.
That's a great playlist, and St. Louis doesn't get its due for original music. It's so many great bands.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Great artists.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you guys. And yeah, I'm like I said, EP is really great. I'm digging it. It's a lot of fun to crank up and dance along to. Right. So get your copy today. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rise with that. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.